Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 11th regarding Sarahi, S-A-R-A-H-I, Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Sarahi Vasquez is a 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work without any distinct trauma. Heard a few years ago, she started having pain in her, started having swelling in her right foot. Appeared to then experience low back pain and saw a chiropractor. Appeared overall she believes she injured her back, arm, and feet while at work, but did not go to the emergency room. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery in this case. Appeared her last treatment was in December 2021 with the chiropractor named Dr. Tadros, T-A-D-R-O-S. Appeared her primary care physician has now sent her to pain management. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Vasquez alleges occupational exposures from 1/1/18 through the present caused permanent injuries to the neck, back, and both feet. Period. She supplied answers to interrogatories with respect to this claim. Appeared it indicated she was employed as a cocktail server for the insured. Period. Other records show she applied for FMLA on 4/18/18. Appeared this was certified by a podiatrist named Dr. Monen, M-O-N-E-N. Appeared it indicated he had been treating her since 4/17/17, and she was unable to walk or stand for any length of time. Appeared she had severe pain due to plantar fasciitis and heel spurs. Appeared she would need rest, elevation, and immobilization. Period. He prognosticated that she would experience periods of incapacitation approximately one time per week for one day per episode. Period. Treatment records show she was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Tadros for an initial visit on 7/20/18. Period. She complained of pain, spasm, and tightness in the low back. Period. Rest and massage causes palliative relief. Period. She does not convey any trauma or relationship to her work activities for these symptoms. Period. Dr. Tadros diagnosed segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical and lumbar spine as well as cervicalgia and low back pain. Period. A course of frequent chiropractic measures were initiated. Period. And put this in parentheses. I believe I am missing many of these records, or they were simply not printed out. Close parentheses. The next progress note is dated 1/22/21, when it was recommended she use a TENS unit for pain and a back brace for stability and support. Period. She complained of pain, spasm, and tightness in the low back. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Tadros continued through 10/14/21. Period. Evidently, her progress notes are exact duplicates of one another from the outset. Period. New paragraph. On 8/26/19, she was seen by an internist named Dr. Chowdhury, C-H-O-U-D-H-R-Y. Period. She complained of pain in the back of her head that had been present for 3 weeks. Period. The causative factor was unknown. Period. She was returning to the office after, as a new patient after 2 years. Period. She used to work at AtlantiCare Regional Medical Center, and her insurance advised her to stay in the network. Period. She has undergone a hysterectomy for heavy bleeding. Period. Past medical history was also remarkable for sarcoma cancer in 2016. Period. She did not offer any symptomatic complaints to the neck, back, or feet. Period. In fact, she did not offer any complaints relative to the entire musculoskeletal system. Period. She was examined and was not found to have any abnormalities. In these same areas. She was rendered a diagnosis of hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, headache, vitamin D deficiency, sarcoma of dendritic cells, for which she was going to see a dermatologist, and obesity. She was taking several different medications. She was then referred to a chiropractor and was advised on a proper diet and exercise routine. Period. On 12/18/19, she saw Dr. Chowdhury requesting a prescription for a mammogram because she had pain in her left breast. Period. She is going to the gym and also worked as a waitress carrying trays. Period. She believed it was muscular pain. Period. However, she, under review of systems, she again denied any. Period. Clinical exam of the musculoskeletal system, including the thorax and back, was normal. Period. She again was advised on proper diet and exercise. Period. She continues to see Dr. Chowdhury periodically for her general medical ailments. Period. These continue through 1/6/21. She was there to review her abdominal complaints. Period. She also had mild persistent asthma, obesity, and vitamin D deficiency. Period. Treatment recommendations were the same as before. Period. On 9/6/19, a physician assistant at Caesars Entertainment cleared the petitioner to return to work without restrictions on 9/7/19, but there was no given diagnosis. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Vasquez was seen by Medical One on 9/9/15 and was authorized to remain at work through 10/5/15 by the same On 8/9/16 she was seen by Dr. Moen complaining of left foot pain for several days, maybe 2 weeks. Period. She was able to ambulate without assistance. Period. Upon exam, pulses were easily palpable. Period. There were no gross deficits. Period. She had a rectus RECTUS gait with no gross deformities. Period. He did perform fluoroscopic imaging with multiple views. Period. He wrote there was good range of motion in the first tarsophalangeal joint and ankle, where there was a subtle stress fracture at the surgical neck of the third metatarsal. It is not through and through, but there is a definite break in the cortex. She was diagnosed with a stress fracture of the left third metatarsal. They discussed treatment options, and she accepted a soft cast and a CAM walker. On April 4, 2017, she came in complaining of painful heels that had been present for months. He again performed fluoroscopic imaging as well as ultrasound imaging and a clinical exam. He rendered diagnoses of plantar fasciitis and heel spur syndrome. He treated her with various modalities, including laser treatments and a cortisone injection. Family medical leave form was certified by Dr. Moen on 8-12-16. He wrote the probable duration of her condition was 8-9-16 through 8-23-16, and she was unable to stand or walk for any length of time. He further indicated that the condition would not cause episodic flare-ups, periodically preventing the employee from performing her job functions. She also did not need to attend follow-up treatment appointments or work part-time or on a reduced schedule because of her medical condition. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal. Extremities lower. Motion of the left hip and knee was full in all planes without crevitis but elicited low back tenderness. Motion of the right hip and knee as well as both ankles was full without any crepitus or tenderness. She was tender to palpation in the distal first left metatarsal and the left plantar fascia. But on the right, she had tenderness from the midfoot distally. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 50 degrees with tenderness. This was on a volitional basis. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. There was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 55 degrees and left at 50 degrees. Both elicited low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. She had positive bilateral reverse lip maneuvers and a trunk torsion test for symptom magnification. That is normal. Impressions. Sarahi Vasquez has alleged her position as a cocktail server for the insured from 1-1-18 through the present caused permanent injuries to her neck, back, and feet. She currently admitted she did not sustain any distinct trauma to these body areas while at work. She was seen, as noted above, by chiropractor she also saw a podiatrist who diagnosed plantar fasciitis and heel spur syndrome. On fluoroscopic imaging, he thought there was a fracture of the third metatarsal. He treated her with low-level laser treatments. Dr. Tadros provided chiropractic measures on 7-20-18, with the next visit on 1-22-21. On that occasion, she noted she just woke up with symptoms and attributed her pain to possibly sleeping in an awkward position. She continued chiropractic care with Dr. Tedros for neck and back pain through 10/14/21. Paired an MRI was ordered, but does not appear to have been completed. Period. She reports being out of work for approximately 3 months in total as a result of her orthopedic problems. Period. She has since been able to continue working in the same full-duty capacity with the insured. Period. She denies any secondary employment or schooling. Period. New paragraph, the current exam was fairly benign. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait and could walk on her heels and toes without difficulty. Period. She could also squat and rise. But there was full range of motion of the lower extremities, although there was some tenderness, palpation on both the left and right foot. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar sacral spine. Period. Similarly, sitting in supine straight leg, his maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. With the latter, she experienced only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She also had positive reverse flip maneuvers and a positive trunk torsion maneuver, all for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, feet, comma, or arms. Period. Any symptoms or diagnosis she was rendered during the period in question was not caused by her routine job tests. Period. She has been able to maintain an excellent functional result. Period. That is the end.